The Got Something to Say podcast is brought to you by South Bend International Airport. When it's time, they'll get you there. South Bend International Airport. Fly SBN.com.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart. Highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and we are talking with Jillian Conrad from the Berrien County Health Department. And Jillian, good to see you and talk to you about some of the things that we have going on. And one of the big things that's been on everybody's mind with COVID-19 is vaccinations, and vaccinations are seem to be going very well. I mean, not only with the health department and their mass clinics that you've had or the appointments, but also with Spectrum Health Lakeland, and also a lot of our local pharmacies that are able to get shots in the arms for people. But where do we stand right now? How are things going? And what can you tell me about just vaccinations and that process?
Yeah, gosh, it's been 4 months now that we have had this huge push to roll out the COVID-19 vaccines here in our community as well as across the country. And so far, things have gone amazing. Here in Berrien County, we have well over about 45% of our population over the age of 16 has received at least one dose of the vaccine. So that's great. And nationally, we know we've heard in the news that it's about 50% so far of people across the country have said, yes, please, I'll take a vaccine now. That's great. We know that there's still a lot of work that needs to happen, though. And we have heard estimates from different public health experts that the magical herd immunity percentage that we need to get to could be anywhere between 70 to even upwards of 90% of our population needing to have that immunity, preferably gained through vaccination, before we have those levels of herd immunity where we can really, you know, kind of put an end to this pandemic and have COVID-19 fade into the background. So we're not quite there yet. We still have a lot of work to do. And like you mentioned, it's not just the health department that's in this game. Spectrum Health Lakeland are phenomenal hospital partners, and they're doing everything they can to push vaccines out into their primary care settings. So doctor's offices, hopefully soon pediatric offices, especially as we know these vaccines might soon be approved for younger and younger kids. And then our pharmacies too, you know, wherever you get your prescription medications, most likely they've got COVID-19 vaccines too. So if you have not yet gotten your vaccine, you've been waiting your turn, you've been kind of hanging back, waiting to see how things go, whatever your reason, we're really encouraging you, now's a great time. You know, the lines are short, appointments are available. You can walk in some places. These vaccines are just, you know, they're out there, they're available, they're easy to get. So we're really encouraging people to take that opportunity. If you have not made your appointment, if you have not gotten your vaccine, now's a great time to do it.
Yeah, and this is great news to hear, and not where we expected to be. I mean, I know there was hopes in the latter part of last year where we were hoping that we'd get to the point of close to how most people would go and get a flu shot on a regular basis. And that's even something that I've also heard is that with Pfizer and Moderna, and they've talked about it sort of being that way. Because, I mean, COVID-19, as much as we will have herd immunity, it is something, the virus, that I don't think is just going to go away. It is something that will always be within our community, and we have to be mindful of it. And so booster shots and things like that are something that will probably be something in the future, right?
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. And, you know, time will tell. Every single month that goes by, we learn a little bit more about how long that immunity lasts with the vaccination. But yeah, that's a possibility, a booster shot, kind of like we do an annual flu shot. We know that COVID-19 is not going to magically disappear, like you said, but it will be just part of our regular cadre of viruses that are out there that we kind of have to contend with year to year. What's important is that we gain some of that herd immunity before the COVID-19 virus mutates and becomes so that it evades the vaccine. So right now, the vaccines that we have fight off even these newer variants, the genetic mutations of the virus that we know are out there and spreading really easily, especially that B.1.1.7 variant. We've seen a lot of that here in our community and across the state as well. So the faster we get people vaccinated and protected, the less ability the virus has to mutate and become more contagious or make people sicker or kill people yeah. in greater numbers. So it really is kind of a race against time. So for all those folks, again, that have been sitting back, waiting their turn, sitting on the fence, now's the time. Definitely step up, get that vaccine, protect yourself, protect the people around you, and really help us out as a community, as a nation, as we really want to beat this thing back.
Absolutely. And as people, I mean, if they're not convinced to get off the fence or whatever the fence analogy is, for people that may still have hesitations, or maybe they're hesitating because we know there was that pause with Johnson & Johnson and that was, that's being reviewed right now. There's that pause, but, and some people are holding out for that one because of, sort of a, really just a convenience, because we've known the effectiveness of all three vaccines that are currently available. Pfizer, Moderna's two shots, Johnson & Johnson's one shot. So some people are still holding out for that one, right?
Yeah, we've heard that. And, you know, it's been about a week and a half now that we've been in this pause for yeah. the use of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And just as a reminder for anybody that can't remember, it was recommended to be paused because there were a few number of people sure. in the country who had experienced some very rare but very mm-hmm. severe blood clotting issues after receiving that vaccine. So the advisory committee of the CDC and the FDA, they are reviewing those cases and that data really out of an abundance of caution to see whether there actually is a causal link between mm-hmm. that vaccine and these very rare events that occurred. So we're hoping to hear more about that later this week and into early next week, and we'll be able to know. But yeah, we have heard anecdotally from some folks that say, you know what, I'm really just interested in getting one shot. I don't want to do the whole two shot thing. Yeah. I'll hang back and wait to see if the J&J vaccine does come back into use. And we're very hopeful that it is, because we've got mm-hmm. a good, healthy supply of the Johnson sure. & Johnson vaccine that's sitting in the fridge right now. We'd love to get that out to our community if that is approved to be used again here in the near future. So stay tuned for that. There definitely will be more coming out from the health department as we learn more from those advisory bodies.
Another part, people that I've heard from have talked about certain side effects and things that may be affected through those vaccines that they have gotten from Pfizer, Moderna, and maybe being a little ill from those side effects. And that may cause them and or to tell someone else and say, I would hold off on getting the vaccine. So maybe hesitation there. What do you say to people that are maybe hesitating because from what they've heard from other people that have already had the vaccines?
Yeah. And you know what? Side effects is definitely probably the number one kind of hesitation that people mm-hmm. have is like, I don't want to have a sore arm. I don't want to sure. feel sick the next day.
Yeah.
And yes, it is something that a lot of people report. You know, more than half of adults that receive the vaccine, any of the vaccines report having some sort of mild side effect. Mm-hmm. Number one thing is a sore arm. People sure. feel like they've got a sore arm at the site of their injection. Other common side effects people have, that fatigue, just feeling tired, maybe headaches, maybe some muscle aches, a low-grade fever, just kind of feeling out of it, feeling yucky for about a day, maybe a day and a half after receiving that vaccine. Now, it's important to remember, if you're feeling those sort of side effects after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine or any vaccine for that matter, it is a sign that your immune system is responding yeah. and that it is saying, hold up, what's happening? Immune system activate. We need to build some antibodies to make sure that we can fight this thing off again if we ever encounter it in the future. That's what we want your body to do. That's exactly what the vaccine Absolutely. Is meant to do. So feeling a little bit of that side effect, is it inconvenient? Sure. Is it feel good to your body? No, not really. Is it worth it? Yes. Yeah. Is absolutely worth feeling a little bit of crappiness for one day mm-hmm. to have that protection against contracting the virus, protecting the people around you, doing your part to make sure that we can all get out of this pandemic sooner. It is absolutely worth it. Tiny poke, some yeah. side effects, big impact.
Absolutely. And like you said, is those things. And if those do side effects do become to the point of severe and you're not feeling well, and then contact your physician and be able to attack that way. But again, the want to do is a big word or big thing that people have been wanting to do. And that is, especially as the seasons change, getting outdoors and doing all these activities. And we're starting to see some semblance of normalcy of getting back to normal and things going on, and whether it be outdoor events and all that, we're getting close to that stuff, but there's still things that we need to be mindful of with those things, right?
Yeah. You know, thinking back a year ago, everything was canceled.
Yeah.
Every event was canceled. We were doing nothing. We were under a stay home, stay safe order at this time last year.
Yeah.
So now here we are a year later. We are tired. We are super tired of this whole pandemic thing. People are really itching to get back to some of those events, those gatherings, just the things that they really miss and enjoy. And that's completely understandable. And as people get vaccinated, there are certainly more of those things that become safer to do, especially if you're going to be interacting with other vaccinated people. But as we are still in this messy middle period where we don't quite have 50% of our population vaccinated yet, and we still have some folks that you know, have not gotten that vaccine that we need to still be mindful of, wearing our masks and doing the social distancing thing, especially when we're around other people outside of our home, you know, not gathering in big groups, unmasked indoors, all of these things remain important until we get to a different place in our pandemic response. But certainly, you know, we've seen a lot of creativity in, you know, schools, looking at proms, at outdoor sporting activities happening, graduations coming up, you know, a lot of creativity with events that are being planned for this summer. And I think that we have all been able to get to a new place in our planning and our mindset where we know, okay, things might look a little bit different this year, but we're still going to try to go ahead with, you know, XYZ plan, and we will adjust, we will accommodate, we will flex, make sure that those guidelines, those safety protocols are in place, but that we're still able to enjoy some of that. So we're excited to see our community be able to do some of those things while still maintaining some of those safety and mitigation measures.
Yeah, and we've seen some great adaptation and pivoting, or whatever buzzword you want to use, with a lot of these things. And the key thing that many people have been keeping in mind is keeping everyone safe. And that is what we've been telling everyone and want to continue to do. And staying diligent is also a thing that we need to be mindful of as well. And Jillian, there's so many great resources, especially if we want to know some of the things about, you know, epidemic orders or things from the state or just things locally. You've got a ton of great resources and you keep people up to date. So where can we find all that up-to-date information?
Yeah, everything that we talked about today, vaccines, epidemic orders that are currently still in place, testing information about getting yourself tested for COVID-19, all of that can be found on our website. And that is at bchdmi.org/COVID-19. You'll find it all there and you can sort through, you know, all the information and the links to other resources as well. We do also operate our COVID-19 hotline. We're going on almost 15 months now of operating that hotline. Happy to take your questions. It's 1-800-815-5485. And then lastly, you know, we've got ourselves parked on Facebook and Instagram on social media there. So if you hang out online and can find us on Facebook or Instagram, that's a great place to get updates. And you can always message us there as well if you need answers to your questions.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jillian, for all the great work that you and everyone at the health department and all these organizations that have come together and teamed up to fight this virus and continue to do so. But thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Johnny.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.